Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be at your service as the host, and we have two very dear guests, Sister Nahid and Brother Mudarrisi. Welcome, both of you. Welcome to
the
studio, and I'm so happy for being here with you. But as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself.
Well, sure. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, this is Nahid. I'm having the honor of being with you today. I'm a teacher. I have the master's degree in teaching. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And you, brother?
Yes, thank you for having me here. I'm Sayyid Muhammad Asal Mudarrisi, and I am the graduate of Hausa Seminary, and I'm also studying PhD in the field of teaching.
And that's very great. Maybe in past, when I say past, maybe in a century ago, two centuries ago, the rate of people tending to kill themselves to end their life was not as high as today. Like in today's life, in this modern materialistic world in which people are living in their own bubbles of personal life, many people tend to put an end, a full stop to their lives. And the reasons are very interesting to know, because sometimes we take life as a blessing. And then based on our notions, Islamic notions, we know that whatever difficulties you have, you shouldn't give in. You have to go for different solutions. You have to practice patience. And then most importantly, there is this connection and bond that you have with your Lord. So suicide is not that handy solution for all the problems that you have. But what happens in today's world that the rate of people tending to go for suicide as the ultimate resolution, as the ultimate conclusion, what happens for people that they tend to kill themselves in today's life?
Yeah. Well, if you ask me, first of all, because I've had a bit of a research in video games or digital games, so-called, which are part of the, I mean, digital world that we live in, I would say that most of the problems do originate from the superficial social media that we live in today. I mean, all the things that we see, maybe not all the things, but more than 90% of all the things that we do see in social media are all curated perfections that are not real, and they even don't exist out there.
Exactly.
So when I live in that situation, I'm considering my real life with that superficial curated, perfected, masqueraded life. So nothing remains for me to stick to. And if I don't have somebody to stick to, if I don't have some belief, somebody or something to believe in,
there must be an anchoring point.
Yes, that anchor, I'm lost. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't I commit suicide?
Exactly.
Today, people are feeling inadequate. Like, we feel we are not enough for this world.
Exactly.
For various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is like the biggest area in which we see the fake pictures of a fantasy like world, the dreamland. But at the same time, like, even in our own materialistic lives, our real lives, we are expected to do many things. We have to just rush to achieve. And there are many distractions, like the distraction of like job, the distraction of the competition with the
everyday
people.
Life.
Yeah, exactly. So this is also another thing that we feel this inadequate, that we feel like, okay, I'm not enough. I'm not good for this life anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So what's better than just ending it?
Yeah, you know what? Now, maybe this is not the rightest moment to put this, but since I studied literature, I dig deep into the life of many of the poets that I love, and they turn out to end up their life with suicide. When I just get to know more about them, I feel like the thing that differentiates us from them and creates that zone of us and them is that anchoring point that you were just talking. Because sometimes, even in our lives, I mean, let's be so honest, sometimes it happens that we all get to that dead end. Like there is a point in which we see there is no furthermore for us. Like I cannot cope up with anything. What happens that I still keep going is that I do believe that someone is there who's protecting me, and no matter how difficult the road goes, he is there for me. So this would create that point of differentiation. Yes. Like that anchoring point has got a lot to do with the rate of suicide. And since it is very much prevailing and common among the youngsters, I guess then we come to talk about the role of media as well, just as you mentioned. So these realities, hyper-realities, these mirages of realities that we see in front of us have a great role also in suicide. But then we have to dig deeper. That's why we go for a sip of water and then we'd come back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Well, based on what I was just saying at the end of the previous part of today's episode, having religious belief would reduce this inclination towards suicide. So based on this notion, do you think, is it safe to put it this way, that the number of suicide that's happening in the Eastern societies is less than the number of suicide that happens in the Western societies?
I mean, not necessarily the whole point, but yes, it could be one of the most important things. One of the most important factors is the loss of this spiritual grounding in different societies.
Yeah.
I mean, when we consider the whole world, considering the rates of suicidal rates, I mean, they're all different. But yes, it could be said that this faith, the fact that you consider yourself in a dead end after something very simple happening, this is the fact.
Sometimes it's not simple.
I mean, some simple from the
materialistic perspective.
Yes, materialistically, it is simple. Sometimes you've lost something. But even we do have something. I just heard something, a very important tradition from one of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, that sometimes you're starting to count your money and you feel that you do not have enough as you must have had. And you count again, you worry at the same time. You count again, then you have the relief that you have the same amount of money. It is suggested that Islam suggests that even this amount of worrying just experienced, even this amount of worrying is just a blessing from the Almighty Allah to remove some of your sins. I mean, when you have this kind of perspective, how can you run into a dead end?
Well, you know, there are many reasons. Like we're talking about a culture, a society, just as you said, if we do not make this binary opposition of Western and Eastern, there are many materialistic perspectives that's been added. Like nowadays, the fact of having a faith and religiosity for many people is not enough to cling into life.
Yeah, and for young people,
like for the youngsters,
teenagers, they do not want, like, it is hard for them to just feel, okay, I believe in Allah, then He's always there for me and it's enough. They keep comparing themselves.
Exactly.
They keep using that social media thing.
Yeah.
And they expect more. Like, they want more from their lives. Like,
yeah.
I think the thing is that they are seeing a hidden picture of reality, you know? Mm. They cannot go deep, like, based on, I don't know, the distractions. They cannot go deep in their faith. So they feel like it's not enough for me.
So, welcome back. Well, this is Back to Reality, and we're talking about the rate of suicide that is going so high in today's world. So, there are many reasons, for sure. And we all know about that dead end that when they reach to and they decide to end their life. But I guess, based on our perspective at least, the Islamic perspective that we're looking at, Suicide is not the bravest way to deal your problems and issues. So, I just said that individualism has got a role and family has got a role. How would you justify these issues and relate them to the concept of suicide?
You know, when you just named family, what came to my mind was the issue of parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is really hard to be, like, responsible for all perspectives of the things that your teenager is going through. Like, this world that they are exposed to, the way they are trained, the mindset that we have them fix in their minds before they enter the community. So, at the first stage, I guess this is really important. And on the other part, like, the thing that we need to be aware of is the way parents are behaving, or the family is supporting them. Like, okay, many days we feel pressurized, we're just like, we're so tired when we get home, but just looking at the faces of the family members, we get the energy that, yes,
exactly,
I need to continue my way. So this family is just like playing a major role in all perspectives of life, even like including work, education, the problems in the minds of teenagers or even adults. Like, we need someone to be there to support us at the end of the day when we are so tired.
Yeah. So you see, in today's society, if you get into the taxis or bus or anywhere, public transportations, you see that everybody is just so much inclined to their phone. They're just surfing there. They do not see anything around them. Now, this might be the very nature of today's world, but then there happens this problem of feeling so much of an individual living among the crowd. You no longer care for the crowd, but you only see yourself. Imagine if you're living in a society in which you're living alone. You have your apartment, your small, very tiny apartment, just like a box. And then outside world is like this, the description I
just
gave
you. Just
robots. So it's very natural to come to this point that, okay, what's the use of my life?
Yeah.
What am I doing?
You really wonder what you were created for in that moment. And when you do not find a justifiable answer, it's the end. That's simple. But the point is, as you just too clearly mentioned, the expectations and the family, they both play an important role. There isn't just interplay between them. You just know, you do realize that there are some people around that do care about you and you want to live on. You don't want to give in just because you have those people, circle of people around you. This is one important point. Also, this also can be traced back to the first problem we brought on, the problem of social media, people busying themselves with all the different things. But the point is that you do not have, although it's called social media, it's called social, but the nature of what we actually see is not, it's actually vice versa.
And I mean, it's virtual.
It's not virtual. I would say it's detrimental to the nature of something being social. You cannot call such a thing social. I mean, it could be. There are some, I mean, exceptions.
Well, they make friendships there.
Yes.
I can't believe
I personally,
it, but there is.
I do have a friend online. I haven't seen him for 6 years. But, I mean, I haven't seen him yet. But we've been friends for 6 years. And we just sometimes happen to play with each other. Sometimes happen to be online with each other. But we haven't seen each other. I mean, there could be some exceptions. But the fact is that in social media today, we don't have that much deep human connections. And these connections are the things that keep us alive.
Yeah.
But yet, when you don't have it, you don't have a reason to be alive.
Mm-hmm. But still, the one and only thing that remains the same as the solution for everything is to work and strengthen that bond and connection that you have with your Lord. The thing that we have to always remember is that there is someone that, no matter how dark the ending point is seemingly and apparently seems to us, but he's there even in those very darkest moments and hours. So we shouldn't lose hope and we shouldn't feel disappointed because we have such a treasure. So this was all. Thank you for staying with us until another session. I leave you to God's never sleeping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, ya Rabb al-alamin. يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي لدي أمار عزك لتصي دليلتك once again.